I'm Tom Dorsey.
And I'm Ben Jones.
I'm Tommy Doyle.
It's the 21st. Is that been updated?
That is. It's the 21st. Updated. It's the 23rd. We're 2 days.
Yeah, we're 2 days into it. I mean, what's the vacations? Well, it wasn't updated. It's the 23rd today, August 23rd, 2017. Interesting what's happening with the markets here. You know, I mean, the market has been very, very narrow in that if you weren't in large cap growth, you suffered relative to large cap growth. However, there's a lot of other things happening. On an ancillary basis, there's small things around that's going on, like gold.
Yeah, gold continuous, GC slash on the system, broke out, triple top at 1,300. That was that silver lining number we were waiting for. So that's back. It was positive trend.
You said that
in
so fast. Let's go back to that. GC,
GC forward slash.
Say what you mean.
GC forward slash.
There we go. Now you can pull the chart up.
And some of the ones that are similar to that, you can look at GLD.
GLD.
IAU on a shorter term scale. Gold's been doing well. And there are some precious metal funds and base metal funds that are of interest.
And if you take that one step further, you look at oil. I mean, gold, anything that's metal.
Anything that's metal.
Shining.
Right. I mean, commodities as an asset class is unfavored relative to U.S. equities and international equities. But there are some areas within the commodity space that are bright and shining, no pun intended. You know, like gold, which, you know, finally started to has broken out. You know, Tommy, you mentioned base metals, which really, you know, probably one of the more important and probably often overlooked areas of the modern economy, right? I mean, base metals are in everything today. You know, whether we're talking about your computers, whether you're talking about catalysts, whether you're talking about the batteries in your car, the backbone of manufacturing, steel, aluminum, etc. If you look at the PowerShares DB Base Metals Fund, DBB is the symbol David Bravo Bravo. I mean, it just completed the shakeout pattern on August 7th by breaking that triple top and now has rallied up to 150% over the top of it, or 150% overbought on its weekly distribution. And that's a commodities ETF, DBB. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at, you know, we talked about the other day,
that's grain, a big catch-all.
Corn, wheat, I mean, those areas are just falling to the wayside, but metals are holding steady.
And DBB is now in the top two of the asset class matrix on the premates.
And that's amazing because, you know, it's a catch-all. It's right. Just a big place to go for commodities. And the thing about commodities now is the individual investor can buy it. Used to be when I was a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, if you were having a commodity account, you, number one, had the temperament to have one. Number two, you had the money. You better be driving a Rolls Royce. Mm-hmm. Better have a whole lot of cash in the bank to withstand any bad things that can happen. Now, today, if you want to buy corn, C-O-R-N.
Yeah.
You type C-O-R-N in, and you own corn. So what are some of the other ones?
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends. If you're looking for base metals, you have like the DBB for gold, the GLD, I believe.
How about copper?
Copper, what's that? The Dr. Copper
Dr.
ETF.
Copper.
Putting us on the spot, we can pull up. The neat thing is that if you go up to the, you know, the website, let's say you go to Dolly and you select industrial metals and you just hit the name.
Okay, Dolly means dynamic asset level
investing. So copper, CPER, that's United States Copper Index Fund, Charlie, Papa, Echo, Robert. You have, you know, other base metals fund in there. If you want to trade lead, instead of going out to the, you know, a futures market or the London Metals Exchange, you can just use those ETNs or ETFs, you know, LEDD for lead. If you're, let's say, looking to take a contrarian approach, and instead of going to, you know, trading in the, you know, commodities futures market, and you want to go long coffee or long corn or long
coffee
wheat.
Is Joe, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe, J-O.
J-O, cup of Joe.
United States Agriculture Fund is USAG. If you want, let's say, the Elements Grain Index, GRU. These are not recommendations because they're not favored right now, but you can just see ETFs, in a way, taking out the middleman, right?
Yep.
In the sense that instead of having to go directly to the commodities exchange, you can use these ETFs to access these markets, access these trends in a very efficient way.
And that makes it interesting. You know, if you want a piece of the commodities, where can you go? Like, if you were going to Google to find those names, what would you type in? The average person just goes into Google, type in commodity names or commodity ETFs.
Yeah.
We just have a conversation here.
Just ask Alexa.
That brings us into a whole nother discussion.
I know.
Because Alexa, I just find it so intoxicating to have Alexa to ask her questions. But you've got to learn the right question to ask her, she's not going to answer you.
Right.
In fact, I just saw an article about how Alexa had cured a child's speech impediment.
Oh, wow.
Because she wanted to keep asking Alexa, and Alexa couldn't understand her. She wasn't pronouncing it properly. So she had a speech impediment. And this young lady learned to be able to pronounce the things properly to use Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
So it cured it. Alexa cured it.
The Amazon effect.
Well, the Amazon effect. Where are you going to go with Alexa? I think ultimately you're going to be able to go to Alexa and say, because of the APIs. This is an interesting thing. I had a long conversation with Kim Mahan the other night. She's the CEO of a technology company, and we're gonna interview her and podcast her in a few weeks time, a couple weeks time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. She's telling me the APIs. These are the API. I'm not a tech guy, but API means their system is open for you to come get it. So you can tell Alexa, go to Spotify, and I want you to take my number one playlist and play it.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes into Spotify. The API is open. She goes and gets my list. Where else could she go? There's all kinds of different places that have APIs that are open. What if Schwab had an open API or had a thing where I could say, go to Schwab and tell me how my account's doing?
Yeah.
What about with Dorsey Wright and Associates? 20 years ago, I wanted to do something for the blind. Point and figure charting is the only charting system that I can possibly think of that is so clear and concise that that technology can look at it, and we already do this. I mean, it can give you a how would you say that? A technology answer? The computer would answer. And you
Response,
you could say, look, I want it in a French accent. Okay, great. So I have a French accent. How does IBM look? Tell you exactly what it looks like. How's my portfolio look? Are there any problems with the portfolio?
Right.
Portfolio could be taught to look at it and say, yeah, you have a problem with the precious metals part.
Right.
Or the precious metals is doing great.
And that's a neat thing because with those, I think you pioneered that with the automatic comments, right? That would scan
auto
the chart,
comment.
All the important technical information, summarize it. And you bring up a good point. You know, we do have a blind client who uses our research platform and has a reader on the web interface that goes to their website and goes through every single link, everything, single piece of text on the system, lets him know, is that stock favored or not? Is it on a bullish, above the bullish support line and in a positive trend? And we've been working with him to improve the functionality, and kind of reminds me, I need to follow up with him because, it's such an important part of what we do is making the website easier to use, for any type of investor. Right, and that's the neat thing about Alexa's and Siri's and the Google solutions out there is that it's changing the way that we consume and use information. Right,
absolutely.
It's changing the way, and that affects all walks of life. Whether you're buying something on a website or looking for directions, or as you said, in making sure that you're buying the right stocks. I mean, it's happening so fast.
It does. I noticed I have Alexa app on my phone now. But I haven't used it. What does that mean? Does that mean I have Alexa like at home?
Yeah. So what it means is that you can interact with your devices at home.
At home.
So a funny story. So when we
So why wouldn't I be driving my car and say, Alexa, give me go into the Dorsey Wright system, give me all of the breakouts that happened today.
Yeah, you can do that.
Give me the spotlight stock of the day.
Yeah.
No, why not? So it's funny. So when we first got one of those Alexa devices, I was toying because I saw the Alexa app as well. And so I accidentally pressed play on some song that we had on the system. My wife was working from home, and all of a sudden, she heard this song playing in the another room and thought someone else was in the house, and she kind of panicked thinking that someone was breaking in. So yeah, you can control it from your home, and it's all sorts of things you can do.
It's just amazing. Like you mentioned, taking the middleman out. This is what you've got to watch for in this business. It's commodities where you can buy CORN. Used to be you had to open an account, have a special account with a commodity broker who was licensed commodity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to buy any commodity? Open an account anywhere. Open it at Charles Schwab. Open it at TD Ameritrade. Wherever you want to open an account, and you can buy your commodity, and you don't have to have a commodity broker.
Right.
So the middleman in commodities has been taken out.
Yeah.
Unless you want an account where you have a professional who watches the commodity markets for you all day, and you're trading these markets. Now you can just say, look, I want to own corn, CORN, done, you own it.
Right. But you need someone to help you make those decisions, right, and identify those trends because that's what the advisors do. That's what we do. We provide that service. And the thing is, someone needs to be able to keep up with the trends. And right now we let the point and figure charts do it for ourselves. That's what the fascinating.
But why wouldn't you come into Dorsey Wright & Associates and say, I want to create a matrix of all the commodity ETFs.
We'll get there.
And then run the matrix and tell me which ones are the top five.
Just by voice. Yeah. By voice. At some point in time, it will happen because it has to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to happen.
It goes back to your conversation with Paul about the hot handle on the coffee mug.
Right.
What was a luxury is now a necessity.
Exactly. And you never think about that because at first, and what Tommy's talking about here is that when you, at first, you went to McDonald's or something, you got a hot cup of coffee, they have that little band that goes around mm-hmm. to keep you from burning your hand.
Yep.
At first, that was kind of a luxury to have that because otherwise, these things are hot.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're now, holding it from the bottom, bouncing it on your pinkies. Yeah,
exactly. And then spill it on your shirt. Yeah. But now, it's a necessity. It has to happen. You're not going to buy coffee without it.
Right.
They have to have that there.
Right.
So what next? What's the next thing that's going to be a necessity in our business? You got to open your eyes.
Yeah.
What is it? Tell me. What's going to be the next necessity?
Yeah, I mean, I think the next necessity is going to be managing currency, right? When all of a sudden, if you start to see these, you know, whatever, Bitcoins and Ethereums and other types of payments evolve, whether it's virtual payments or whatever they call cryptocurrency payments. Right. You know, this could just be a fad, right? Or this could be sort of a new trend, right? And I think that's what everyone is trying to answer and figure out. I mean, right now it looks like a tulip bulb market. You know, back in the Dutch in the 15, 1600s, there's just this euphoria. But you know, I think that's going to be something interesting that we'll have to be able to manage and handle, you know, going forward. Again, maybe that's 10, 20, 30 years too soon, but you never know. I mean, that's something that I'm watching.
Well, you know, I've talked to some real professionals that are in that part of the business. Mm-hmm. They said people are trading these things like crazy now.
Yeah.
I mean, big time. And I don't even know. I know Bitcoin, but there's a lot of other ones that are trading.
And we have Bitcoin on our system. The symbol is just Bitcoin. Just type it in. And we just added Ethereum. I need to use speech with Alexa to pronounce that word. Ethereum. And you know, you can use that on our system to track, you know, that cryptocurrency as well. And again, these are all, you know, things that we have to pay attention to because the world is changing. And you know, as you pointed out, I mean, you know, ETFs have allowed investors to access, you know, old asset classes in an efficient way. Now we have to be familiar with new asset classes, right? Cryptocurrencies, right. Whatever that is.
But for us, what does it matter? New asset class doesn't even matter if we know the name because we know how to evaluate it. So like we were just talking right now, I ran a matrix on the foreign currencies.
Yeah.
So the strongest foreign currency right now is the euro over the British pound. Mm-hmm. Second is the Australian dollar over the British pound. Then Canadian dollar over the Swiss franc. Australian dollar over the euro. Euro over the U.S. dollar. There's your top five.
Yep.
So if I was going, if I said, okay, in the currency cross world, what are the top five I should own? Bingo, there they are.
There they have it. Yeah.
If one of them drops to 10, he comes out. I take a picture in from the bullpen, replace him.
Got a Ethereum. We got Bitcoin. We got a cryptocurrency matrix. There we go.
Why not? Do we have that yet?
Not yet.
No, we don't. It's interesting. I mean, if you look at just the performance trends this year. You know, Bitcoin has outperformed all the other major currencies by a large
margin. Yeah, really.
And that's interesting. I mean, is it just pure speculation? Is it, in a way, is it the new kind of Japanese yen? You know, people are, or U.S. dollar, is it the new safe haven if there is turmoil and trouble? Or is it a way that you have some, you know, unfortunate individuals who are trying to launder money or using Bitcoin? It's just, you know, again, it's always something to keep up with, and it's a new asset class that, you know, could be important.
Yeah. We better learn about it. Let's get the charts, guys.
We do have the charts.
We do?
For Bitcoin.
Oh, I mean for all of it.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We're going to trade. All right, well, that's great. Did we talk about cobalt?
No, that's another. We kind of skipped over a little bit when we talked about base metals, but, you know, cobalt is part of that base metal space. Right, that you and I've been talking about, and Tommy, and you know, we featured you know, kind of what's happening in the alternative energy space, and we recently in our daily equity report, and we featured how you know, Tesla, which is part of that alternative energy revolution through, you know, electric cars, you know, that demand for Tesla vehicles and electric vehicles has caused the price of these metals to skyrocket, like lithium as well as cobalt, which is used in batteries.
Batteries, right.
So, you know, what's interesting, though, is that there's not really an efficient way to capture cobalt exposure other than, you know, cobalt miners or refiners or producers.
So where do you find cobalt?
So cobalt right now, I mean, looking at some of the maps and graphs that we've seen, Looks like in the middle of Africa, in Congo, is one area.
I ain't going to Congo.
You have Cuba is another.
Cuba? Yeah, Cuba. They have good cigars there.
Good cigars, mojitos, yeah.
Cuba? Yeah, I'll be happy to go to Cuba.
You could drive a Chevy Cobalt in Cuba looking for Cobalt. Yeah. Australia is another way. I know the London Metals, was it the London Metals?
LME.
LME.
Yeah. London Metal Exchange.
Provides a way to access it. So, again, this is another metal that, you know, wasn't really important 10, 20, 30 years ago, but now
it's
like,
major important. Yeah, exactly. So Google it. You just have fun Googling and find out what you can find.
Exactly.
We're in interesting times. I think, didn't the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times?
Yep.
Man, do we live in interesting times. And you're only 21 years old, Tommy.
23.
You're 23?
I got a few gray hairs now. I've been here a while.
Yeah, you're 23. Yeah. Yeah, you've been here a while. Yeah, but that'll give you gray hairs. You're going to get a chance to see this all.
I know.
And that's going to be cool. So at any rate, we'll see you all next week for a conversation on who knows what.